So we're reading from the selected excerpts about From Love of Others to Love of the Creator, Rabash, letter 34. It is said in the Rosh Hashanah prayer, and they all shall become one society. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is no just one society, is it difficult to work wholeheartedly? Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, you stand today as the day at times shines and at times darkens. So it will be you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light. When you are all one society, as it is written, alive every one of you this day. Usually, if someone takes a pile of branches, can you break all of them at once? But if he takes taken one at a time, even a baby can break them. Similarly, you find that Israel will not be redeemed until they are all one society, as it is said, in those days. And at that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the sons of Judah together. Thus, when they are united, they receive the face of divinity. I presented the words of the Midrash so that you don't think that the issue of a group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidism. Rather, in the teaching of our sages, who saw how Nesin equivalence with the Creator. Part number 20 from Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat. It is impossible to observe Torah and Mitzvot unless through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately became responsible for one another, because they were regarded as one, precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity. Specifically by this can they observe the Torah. Without it, it would be impossible to observe the Torah whatsoever, since the heart of observing the Torah, which is the desires through unity, then all regarded as one. It follows that specifically through Torah, through Arvut, which is when everyone are regarded as one, is the heart of observing the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is the desire. When each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper desire, which is the complete unity.
To integrate with item number one from the Arvut, Baal Sulam. This is the Arvut, where the people of Israel became responsible for one another, because they weren't given the Torah before each one of them was asked if he agrees to take upon himself the commandment of loving his friend to the extent of the text, love your friend as yourself, to its full extent, meaning that each one of Israel will take upon himself to care for and to work for each one of the nation, to satisfy all of his needs, no less than it is imprinted in one, to fulfill all of his own needs. And after all of the nations agreed unanimously and said, "We shall do and we shall hear," each member of Israel became responsible that nothing shall be missing from any other member of the nation. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the commandment, love thy friend as thyself, to its full measure, and to give all that he had to anyone who needed anything, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body. As he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who were standing ready to provide for him. Again.